Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Akiva Medlov. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyum will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyum HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyum. That is shasilluminated.org/siyum. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nido Daf Yudzayin Omud Aleph. Rabbi Baravuna Makankesh Zagei Dekilso. He had bells in the top of his bed, and he made noise, Rashi explains, B'shas tashmish, hoya mekashkesh b'pa'amoinim shesoviv mitosoi, k'dei shiyasuru b'nei beisoi. Midas hatznius, that they shouldn't be there b'shas tashmish. Memele, he used the bells that people should go away b'nei beisoi at that time. The Rishenim ask here, Tosfos, the Ramban, they asked, it's not midas atznius to be marchik everybody, but they would know when's the time he's isik betashmish hamita in the midas atznius. So the Rishonim therefore explain that it's talking about that the reason he made noise with the bells here was to be marchik the zvuvim or achborim tarnegoilim, but not people. People, it's not midas atznius. But Shitas Rashi is not like that. Shitas Rashi was kedei laharchikas b'nei beisoi. The Aruch Laner explains Rashi in two ifanim. Number one, he says, it's called harab b'mi'utoi. If he wouldn't make the noise with the bells, they would be there b'shas ma'iso. That's less midas atznius. So it's more atzniusdik that even if he'll have to make, they'll be knowing b'shas atashish, but al koponim, they won't be there b'shas ma'isa. Mele, it's yeser tznius to be marchik nei be'isai. It's midin harab b'miyutoi, that's what he did. The second answer, the Aruch Laner says, that they didn't know what was the reason he was making noise with the bells. It was only a simen that they have to go away. So that's what he did. He was makakish b'zogei v'kilso, and they knew they had to go out. Now, be'ikar adovo, the oinas tamadei chachomis in Lil Shabbos. So, lichayra rabba barav huna, when he made the noise with the bells, it was on Lil Shabbos. The question is, it's brought down, Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Simen Shin Lamed Ches. You have an isser of Hashmas koil v'Shabbos. So, to use the bells to make noise, you have isser Hashmas koil, gzeiro shem yisak and klishir. The drisha, Even Ha'ezer, Simen Chof Hei, answers, and he says a big chiddush. Since the reason he was making the noise with the bells was not b'derech shir, the whole Iker Kavanosoi was in order that people should hear him and go away, there's no Isser involved. Only when you make noise b'derech shel shir. L'maise, we have a big kasha from the Ramon Simen Shin Lamed Ches. There it's brought down that kli hamiyuchod to make noise, even though it's not b'derech shel shir, not the derech of a song. Like we find, there's a ring around. The old doors had rings on the door, and you move the ring to make noise. That was the bell of the door. And the Ramon says that kli hamiyuchod kigoin tabaz v'deles. It's Bechlal the Isser of Hashmas HaKoil. Beis Yisr brings two deis, but Al Koponim the Ramo brings there is an Isser. Kliyam Yuchad Lekach. Memele, here, these bells, even if we say that it wasn't B'derech Shir, but it was Kedei Lashmia Koil, and therefore they would go away, that is Bechlal Kliyam Yuchad Lekhoira. Maybe we can say, Bik Chiddush, B'shita Sadrisha, that there's a difference. The ring on the door is specially not to make a song, but it's to make a noise, to make sure they should hear that you are at the door. But to take a bell, which is miyuchod, to sing, and you're using it only to be marachik somebody, maybe that's called a shinui, and that the drish is mechadish, that to use a bell, shaloi b'derech shir, that is mutar b'shabbos. Another answer we find, the b'chacher, Eshel Avrom, or Achaim Simen Shin Lamed Ches, he brings the drisha, and he says we can have a different answer. Maybe the Gemara is talking about that Rabbi Baravuna, when he rang the bells on his bed, it wasn't on Lil Shabbos. There, Taka, you have an Isser of a Shmas Kol. But it was taking the place on Lel Rish Chodesh or Lel Tvila. Lel Rish Chodesh is also Bechlal, the place can say, Zman Oino, Oino's Talmidei Chachom, Ikrei Shabbos. Memele, that weekday you're allowed to be Mashmiya Koil. Vital, the Gemara says, Omar Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, Hei Dvorim Hem, Shoi Soi So Mischai Benafshoi, Vedomoi Beroishoi. That we have Kfeilus HaLoshen, Mischayev Benafshoi, Vedomoi Beroishoi. So the Kfeilus Rashi explains, Mischayev Benafshoi, since he was Goyrem Hezek La'atzmoi, because of the Ruach Ra, V'cheshin L'kshofim, so he brought on himself the Hezek. Therefore, Domoi Beroishoi. Hainu, that even on that, he's also Nenash. After his Miso, he's going to be Nitva. That why was he Goyrem Hezek L'Nafshoi? Just like we find on the Posuk, somebody who commits suicide, the Torah says, "As aches dimchem lenafshi seichem edreish." That means that somebody that kills himself, he's going to be nitba la'achar miso. Kadosh Baruch Hu doresh es domoi, he's going to be nenash la'achar miso. Also here, these hate dvarim, he's goyrem nezek la'atzon because of the ruach ro, and he's going to be nenash and nitba after his miso, and that kufa that he brought the hezek la'atzon. That's the kfilus. Next, the Gemara says, Ha'ichel shum koluf, u'botzal koluf, u'beitza klufo shavar alem lailo. Why? Mipnei ruach ro. Bizman hazeh, do we have this chash of ruach ro or not? So, that goes Mordechai Shabbos, brings in the name of Maharam Rotenberg, that today there's no chash of beitza klufo, that was the lailo over alem, we got ruach ro, why not? Because there's no ruach ro today, mitzuyah b'nei. And on this, even also the Yamshel Shloim in Chulin Perkches, in Yud Beis, he writes that all what Chazal were answering goes Ruach Ro, today it's not Noyeg. We have a diuk that the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch Taka didn't bring this halacha, Medina de Gemara. It's meduyuk that since Ruach Ro is not Noyeg, b'zmaneinu, so memele, we don't apply this halacha. Mi'idach gisa de prichodash in Yeredeya kuftet zayin siftes, his machmir also b'zman hazeh. Also, the Chovetz Chaim Likutei Halachos here in Nida, Ein Mishpatei Zayin. So he's machmer also b'zman hazeh. We have to be choishesh for the things that are brought down in the Gemara, l'gabi ruach ro. Now, besides the ways the Gemara says that you don't have a chashash of ruach ro, if you're meshayer ikoron or ikliposon, the achroinim bring down that there's another oifen that there's no chashash of ruach ro. If you mix some type of tavlin, sugar, or salt, with this botzel koluf or beitza klufa, so there's no chash. We find another chiddush in Tshuvas Rivbeis Ephraim, chelek kesim in Tovkuf Chov Gimel, that if it's in a closed box, the botzel koluf, or the beitza klufa, the shum, if it's in a closed box, there's no chash of ruach ra, or if it's in the refrigerator. It's a big chiddush. Legabi b'di'eved, it's the minchas Yitzchok, says a big chiddush that the whole is in the Gemara of Nei Ruach Ro is only l'chatchilo. B'di'eved, it's not nesam v'achilo. It's a big chiddush because pashtus, if since the reasoning is because Ruach Ro, what's the nafkamina? You have a chash also l'gavi achilo Ruach Ro. The Riki Yosef Taka is choylik. Riki Yosef says in Yeredeya that even b'di'eved hamachal nesar and you shouldn't eat the batzel kolu for beitzel kluf. Now, the Gemara brings down another thing. Mashkin mezugim sho'ovar aleim halayla. Beklei matches is bechal l'chshash of ruach ro. The Chovetz Chaim Likutei Halachos says that, regarding mashkin mezugim, even if it's closed it's mechuse, we still have the problem of mashkin mezugim sha'ovar aleim olaylo. So here we have a big question. Any kind of soda, any kind of drinks, that's mashkin mezugim bebeklei matches, it's in metal, so we would have a problem of ruach ra, limotzim yadeinu agleinu, any canned soda, any canned drink. So we find Rav Ozner in Tshuvas Shevet Halevi, Chilek Chesimin Beis, he was asked the Shaila, and he brings a Meir Dikechidish in the name of the Chazanish. Chazanish says that all the things that are mentioned, that you have a problem of a ruach ra, is only in the same oifen the Gemara is talking about. But even if you have any difference when from today that was from the Zman of Chazal, and it's not in the exact oifen, you don't have to be choishish. So he says that the metal, Zman Chazal, is a different type of metal than today that has some type of tzipui. It's more delicate metal. So the Klei Matches, Zman Chazal, then, you had a problem, you had a chashash of ruach ro, mipnei eres. There were different problems, but today the metal is a different type. More delicate, has a tzipui, has some type of cover on it, so it's not dumye, legzeras chazal. So there, that's a limut zchus that you don't have to be choishesh for ruach ro. That's wrote down in Shuvis Shevet Halevi. Now, we find also, the Gemara brings down, legabi tzipur naim. Nails. The Gemara says like this: Ishmu beres oiveres aleim umapila. So the chash is when somebody throws the nails on the floor. Ishmu beres is going to be oiver, and she's mapil the vlad. The Rambam of Cotton says, what's the reason? Or mitzad amius, it's mous beinei ha'isha, or chayshinu l'kshofim. Now the Rambam of Cotton's brought down that there's another oifen that the nails won't be mazik when the nails are moved. Moved from the first place they were in the beginning, nishtanu mimekoimam, so they're really not mazik. The whole chash that the isha is mapil only be mekoimam harish, nishtanu mimekoimam, there you don't have a chash. Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Samech, Sifkot and Vov, brings a machloikis, prisha neli rabo. What's called it nishtanu mimekoimam, that there the Gemara Mayukotin says that there's no chash, hezek. According to the Prisha, even in the same room, the nails were thrown in the beginning, but they moved to a different place, so there's no chash in that case. According to the Eliyahu Rabba, only if they're moved to a different room, then that's Bichlal the Gemara and Meilkotin, Nishtanu Mimekoimon, they're not Mazik. But if they're in the same room, even though they were moved, it's still called Mekoimon Harish. Now the Prichodesh in Yeridei Kuftet Zayin, Sifkotentes says that if somebody puts the nails together after he cut his nails and he put them together, was ma'asif them to some place, almenas to be zayrik them to a different place. So the mokim, the second place, is still called Mekoimam Harishon. If it was milchatchila brought down from the first place to the second place, even if he wants to move it weiter, so the second place still has the din of mekoyim and harishon, and it's still mazik. What the Gemara Meikotin says, the pshat is, it was nishtana me'ilov, but if bekavonatchila he was mavirid from the first place and it brought to the second place in order to take it out, it's still called mekoyim and harishon, it's mazik. Now we'll soon bring a mocker from the Gemara to this he say to the Prichodesh. The Gemara says like this: Tana Rabbanan, Gimel Dvarim Nemru B'Tziponaim, Sofon Chosid, Koivon Tzadik, Zolkon Rosha. Rashi explains, Chosid is the highest. He's Sofon. Lumas, the Tzadik, that is only bearing it. What's the mile of Srefo more than bearing it? So Rashi says, the Tzadik that is Koiver, even though he lamais it's deep in the earth, but Shema Yisgalu Achar HaKfuro. So you still have some type of chash hezek. So therefore there's a special milo to burn the nails. There's the chash takol. So the Shidam Kubetzis and Moed Kotten and the Machzik Roch and Yerudei ask, Lichoyra, since the Gemara Moed Kotten we mentioned before says that if Nishtanu Memekoimon, the nails were moved from one place to the other. They're already not mazik. So once the tzaddik buries the nails, that means he took the nails from the place they were cut from, and now he buried them. So nishtanim kamenarishim. So even if they're nizgala now, there's no chashash takala. So it comes out, what is the mile of the chosid that he's soyrfon? Why? It's better, Rashi says, more than the tzaddik. Because the tzaddik, that he only buried it, you have a chashash takolo. L'chora, once you bury it in a different place that it was cut at, so, vaidi, you don't have the chashash takolo. So l'chora, according to the Prichodosh, we have an answer. According to the Prichodosh, whenever you collect the nails and put them into a different place, that's still called Mekoyman HaRishon. That's not called Nishtana Mekoyman HaRishon. So maybe they still have the Chashash Takola. That's why the Machzik Roch is Miyashel according to the Prichadosh. Right, the Gemara says, Talmud Chochom Mapil B'Ksusoi Meshamesh B'Yuri. What's the special heter of a Talmud Chochom Lu'umas, other people? The Talmud Chochom is Meshamesh Mitosi B'Yuri. So what's the heter in Talmud Chochom? Rashi brings down that a Talmud Chochom is very tzanua, and he knows to be nizhar shalei l'stakel be'erva. The Yavetz brings down in the Siddur Beis Yankov that the heter of Talmud Chochom, since he doesn't have time, he's shoko and he's learning all the time. Not always he's ponui l'shamish t'mitosai. So he has a special heter. They were makel for a Talmud Chochom that is m'shamish t'mitosai v'yoy. L'gabi l'chatchilo. Is this a heter l'chatchila, or it's only b'mukim tzirich godl? So shita sarambam perk chofalif misurei bia halochi yod, only l'tzirich godl. Shita samogen of Roman simin reish memor achayim, that even l'chatchila there's a heter l'tamad choch. Right, the Gemara says, nishtapchu beis mun baz hamelech al shleisha dvorim. One of the things it's brought down, that they were noyheg tumo v'taira b'shelik, snow. They were noyeg letamuis as tumo, if it would be nitma, dine tumo, and dine tairo. The Rochonere asks, lecharetz a mishnah mefureshes and tairos, that you have a din tumo and tairo and sheleg. So what is the special shvach, tishtabchu beismun bazeg melech? Rochonere says that the Gemara brings down that by snow, only in the place that you're mechashevel of b'teras mashkin, then it's chalter as mashkin on the snow, then it's nitma v'tum as mashkin. And it's nitar b'zriya. But without machshovo, the snow itself is not called mashke be'etzem. And it's not called oichel be'etzem. And the shvach of beismun baz hamelech, that nishtapcho, they were noyheg dinei tuma v'tayro, even before that he was mechashev aleim l'mashke. Now, the Gemara brings down that dafka be'ufen, that you're mechashev le'mashkin, it's mashkin. But this snow, if you're mechashev le'oichlin, it's not oichel. Rashi explains why the machshovo only works to make it this snow into mashkin and not into oichlin. Rashi explains, since the snow is closer to mashkin, so memele has the mile of mashkin, it's not a mashkin, be'etzem only if you're mechashev aleh, but I'll call ponim, it's more closer to mashkin than oichlin. What's the difference if it's metame tumas oichlin or it's metame tumas mashkin? Oichlin, the shir letamis is revius, is kebetzo. V'ilu, if it has teras mashkin, it's metame berevius. Another nafkamino, if it has teras b'yashok. We find in the Gemara that mashkin tmeim, you have an oifen to be metayer mashkin mayim tmeim al dei hashoko al dei zriya bekargo zriya bemikva, and that's metayer mayim tmeim. But that's the whole head. There is only leinian mashkin oichlin no have and that don't have any tyra bemikva. Those are two nafkaminas if it's oichlin or if it's mashkin. Now every mashkin, the Mishnah Torah says you need chishev aleim, but there's a difference between the chishev aleim on any mashkin we need then snow that we need chishev aleim. All mashkim that are a mashkin be'etzem, you just need chishev aleim for a kabbalas tumo. You need nichuso of the bailim that it's nichale, but you don't need special chishev to drink it, even to any use of it. That's enough for chishev aleim that it's bechlal kiyuta. Masha'in ken le'inyin snow. Snow, since it doesn't have the chashivas mashke be'etzem, so there, in order to build it, to make it into teras mashke, you need a special machshova of chishiv aleim teras mashkin, and then it's meichel on the snow teras mashkin. Then it's metame tumas mashkin. Now you have a main shail of the achrenim here. The Gemara brings down that nitma miktsosoi loy nitma kuli. That means the Gemara is mechadish here that snow is not called the chifza, one chifza. It's built out with a lot of flakes that are negea zeboze, but it's not called one chifza. So Memele, the Gemara says, nitma miktsosoi. If you have a gavra tome that is touching the snow, so we don't say that the whole chibur of this snow is one chevtzo, nitma miktsosi, nitma kuloi, and we say that there's a lot of flakes that are connected, but they're not enough to make one chevtzo. So nitma miktsosi, loy nitma kuloi. So the Achrenim may ask, even if we say that the chiddush of this din in Tyrus, that the snow is not called one chevtzo, but since every flake is negea echod b'chaveroi, so the din is that if a tomei, he is negea to one of the flakes, and this flake is called a mashke, so memele yitames anegea boy midin shason tchilo. The klal is that if a tomei is negea b'mashkin, so he makes the mashke to l'tames tchilo, memele whatever this mashkin is negea, so it's vayta metame. And if it's negea to another mashkin, so that mashkin gufa also is metame acherim. So it comes out, by oichum we have a din that metame makes the first oichel to rishin, then to sheni, to shlishi, it finishes then. By mashkin, what any mashkin is negea v'chaveroi, it's going to continue vayter to be metame echor es chaver mitzad shemashkin nais in tchil. So memele the achreinim ask that lu yehei, that this snowball is not one chevtza, but al kolponim, since what the tome was touching, that same gargir of snow, the flake of snow, is negeh b'chaveroi, so memeil it's teres mashkin, so each flake should be metames chaveroi li yistchil. So what does it say? Nitma miktsosi li nitma kuloi. It should be nitma kuloi medin chozal u'metamim li yistchil. The Goyin says that it's talking about here Negea b'tful yoyim. Negea b'tful yoyim, the klal is like this, that a tome, that is negea b'mashkim, he makes the mashke to be tchil. And the mashkin that are tchil are choyzer v'negea, they make vayta the mashkin that are next to them also. Rishon. But t'ful yoyim is only poisel mashkin, but he's not mitame mashkin. So the t'ful yoyim, which is a sheni, he only makes the mashkin to a shlishi. So you don't have a din of chozer v'negeya. So that the Goyin is mamadei ukinto, that what it says here in the Mishnah in Tyrus, the Gavi snow, that nitmam ktsosi v'nitma kuloi, since it's not one chevtzo, the shaila was tepukli mitzad, that he's metame, one of the flakes, and the flakes next to it should be chozer metame, midin tchilo, the answer is that tvul yoim is only poisel, and he's not metame. Einochanami, the Goyin says, that if a tome, atzmi, not a tvul yoim, somebody that is tome that it wasn't toivel, a tome gomor that is would touch the snow, so there he would nice a tchila the flake that he touched, and it would be choizer metame v'chein ha. Rav Shmuel Gittin Tzimtet Zayin asks on the Goyin, how can he be mamid the braiso that it's talking about the tful yoyim? Tful yoyim the din is tful yoyim is only metame trumen kochim. He's not metame chulin. So Al koch mnei beit talking about chulin. Truma, you don't have water, which is truma. You have shelik. Shelik can't be truma. So al korchoch, if we have tuma in the shelik, in the snow, and we're not talking about it, we're not talking about a tful yoyim here. We're talking about a tome gomu. It's a big shayla in Shita Segoin. Reb Shimon in the Shari Yoisha says that the reason that we don't have that this tome that is negan, one of the flakes of the snow, that it's not mitame is chaveroi, nidin maga besa starim. There's a klal that maga besa starim, any maga that is not golui, is you don't have the din of tumo, tumas maga. So since the snow is even though it's one flake is negeh to the other, but it's bebeis astarim, it's not begolui. But there's a big shiloh, the Bochonon and Psochim, Leis Pei Dalid, and the Chazanish and Tvul Yoim in Simin Dalid, they both bring that. In this case, even Mashkin, every drop would be metame, eschaveroi, and it wouldn't be a problem of Beis Astarim. That's not called Tumah Beis Astarim. Beis Astarim is Tumah Bluo, but this type, that it's not Nikar Begoloi, it's one snowball, that's not called Beis Astarim. So Hadra Kushi Leducht. Mikdash David and Simim Mimdalid Sivkotn Gimel answers that in order that Mashkim would be metame, one to the other, you need a shear of Tefeach al Menas Latzpiach in order to be metame Achir. Letumas Atzmon, you don't have a shear. But in order that the Mashkim would be metame as Chaveroi, you have a shear. So Mimele, it comes out that every flake of snow doesn't have this shear of Tefeach Latzpiach. So therefore, every flake doesn't metame the flake that is next to him. Tumas Atzmo, he's nitma, even if he don't have that shear, just like the Rash and Tyrus and Tesis, the Rishonim bring down, the Gabi Oichlin, that Tumas Atzmo, the Kolshu, but Tuma, Lutami Sachirim is Kadeitza. So Tumas Atzmo, the Mashkin is also the Kolshu, but Lutami Sachirim, you need to fear Latpiach. Kolponim, but you have a Cheshon shear. So therefore, the Gemara says that Nitar Mikhtsa, Seyli Nitma Kuli. If the whole snow would be one cheftzo, so then you won't have mitzad, you won't have the tumah mitzad that each flake is touching the other flake. It's one cheftzo. So if you have a maga tumah chiltome that is negea to the snow and it's one cheftzo, so meila nitma kula. But once the Mishnah Tirus is mechadish that snow is only connected, but it's not one cheftzo to be mitame, echon michaber, you don't have a shir letamis. Now, the Gemara brings down like this. Nitma miktsosoi li nitma kuloi. Nitar miktsosoi, nitar kuloi. That means, nitar miktsosoi, we have an oifen to be metayer mayim tmeim, ali deizriyo, the mikvah. If you mechaber the water that is nitma to a mikvah bekarko, so nitar wa mayim tmeim. It's not midin tvila. Tvila we find only by Odom and Kalim. But there's a mahalich of Tyro, of Mayim Tmeim Midin Zriya, Zriya Lekarko. If you have a chibur of this Mayim Tmeim to the mikvah, so it's Metayr the Mayim Tmeim. The Rash and Tyrus, Paragimel Mishnah Beis, he asks, how is it Shaykh? This chiluk the Gemara brings down. Nitma miktsosoi, li nitma kuloi. Nithal miktsosoi, nithal kuloi. Mimalashach. Is the snow called one cheftza or not? If it's one cheftza, even lekulo, so, and therefore, nitar miktsosei, nitar kuloi. It's called that the whole snow is mechubar lemikvah. See, if that's the case, so kol shekem lechumra. We should say that if a tome is negea, in part of the snow, it should be metame, the whole chefza. Heachitochen, the Rash says, that lekulo, it's dovor echad v'loi lechumra. The Rash answers, le'oilam be'emes, the snow is not called one chefza. Each gargir is la'atzmai. And therefore, l'gabei tuma, we say, nitma miktsosoi, loy nitma kuloi. Masha'inken l'gabei taira. The taira is alidei hashoka l'mikvah. L'inyan dinei mikvah, we find that you don't need that it should be one chifza. In order to be mechaber, the whole memsa of the mikvah, it's enough that it's negeo echod l'chaveiroi. It says in the Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph in Mikvois that snow is roi lahashlim shir of memso, and you can be tevel and mikveh that is kuli shelek, even though that the snow itself is not one chevtza, and you don't have 40 so'o as one chevtza, but it's enough that it's negeo echod bechaveroi, that's enough to make the mikvah. So the Rash says, it comes out that same mikzah shelik of snow that is negebe mikvah, it becomes part of the mikvah itself. And the chticho that is right next to it, that is negea, also becomes part of the mikvah. Therefore, nitar kulei. Like Gabi Tarev and mikvah comes out that the negea shel echad l'chaveir, it's enough to be mitztarev, to be part of the mikvah. Pachatzka Avramsky and Menoches, Dav Chovdal, it's Moisif. Tzasbir in the Rei Rashi is Moisev another Nekudo. That mikvah doesn't have to be one chifts of Arba Imsa'o to be Metayer. It's enough that they're all the water is mechunos in one mokim, even though it's not one chefzo. Legabi tumo, I want to know that if the tumo is negea, was he negea in this one chefzo or not one chefzo? And we say snow is not one chefzo, but even though it's not one chefzo, mikol mokim noigim zebuze. It's called that the mayim are mechunos b'mokim echod. Legabi tire, it's enough that the mayim are mechunosim b'mokim echod. The Ikil Din of the Ashoko, that is brought down in the Gemara, it's like we mentioned before, it's not Midin Tvila. Tvila only helps Nodim Mekalim, but it's Midin Zriya that Rashi brings down, that Mayim Tmeim, once they're Mischaber Tmei Mikvah, they're Botel Gabi HaMikvah, and that's their Taira. This Taira is only Neyeg B'Mayim and not B'Shal Mashkim, and that's called Zriya. The Chibur LeMikvah is Metair. And it's misbattled to the mikvah. And this mikvah, it's enough of noigim zebozeh. That's the Yisrael HaDin of Nital Miktsosoi, Nital Kulor. Omar Abai. Kigoin sheviru al aviratan. The Gemara says, what's the oifen of Nitma Kuloi? We said Nitma Miktsosoi, loi Nitma Kuloi. So Abai says the oifen that it's Nitma Kuloi, enchanami, loi through the way of Tomesh Noga. Because in that case, Tomei Shenoga, we don't say Minigo Miktsosei Nitma Kuloi. The oifen that all the snow is Nitma Lidei Avir Tanur Kli Acheres. It's a special. We have a parasha in the Torah that if you have Sheretz B'Tanur, so called Toich Kli is Nitma. That's called Tumas Toich Kli Acheres. Nitma Kuloi. The Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran, they all bring down that there's another oifanim that you can be Metame the whole snow, even though not through Maga. Through Maga, Nitma Miktsosei, Lo Nitma Kuloi. Rishonim bring down. If the snow is Boyel Ameis, or Beheser Hazav, or the Nido, these are all Oifanim that Nitma all the Sheleg. Memele, you have to look for the Oifan to be Metayer. And on that, the Chiddush is Nital Miktsosei, Nital Kuloi. Just the Gemara was brought one of the examples. Now, what the Gemara brings down, Hido Torah Klicheres, Afilu Mole Chardol. That means that the Chiddush is that the Meleo Chardol, even though you don't have the Maga of the Sheretz in each piece of Chardol, Mikol Mokum Nitma Kol Chardol, so why? Mitzad the Yisrael of Aver Klicheres Mitame. So Rashi in Chul and Dav Chof Hei brings why? What's the special Chiddush that you need that it's Nitma Ma'avir? Tepu Klei that every gargir of chardol is negeh echod b'chaveirai. Even without the big chiddush of tumas toich. So Rashi brings three explanations. Rashi says, number one, you need a shir kebetza to be metame achirim. And chardol, you don't have a shir kebetza. Base, Rashi says, that oichel is not metame oichel min ha-toira. And that's the chiddush, heid ha-toira, kli cheres, metame me'avirai. Memeil, it's not midin negea, it's midin tumas toich. Every piece is not mitma michaveir or the mitoich, that every piece is part is in the toich of the tanner, therefore it's nitma. Third reason Rashi says that the oichel is mitama oichel just until shlishi, not more. We have itum of the kodshim. And here we have a lot more than shlishi revi. Memeil, that's the chiddush, the Torah. Al klicheres afilo molechaldo. And therefore it's nitma. Yeah. Right, with Zainamud base. The Mishnah. Mesholim, Moshol, Mesholich, Achomim, Beisha. Cheder, Vapoizdor, Vaalio. Dama Cheder Tome, Dama Aliyah Tover. There's two Ifanim that blood can come to the Isha through Dama Cheder, that's Mekor Domeho, and Dam can also come through the Aliyah. Nimtso Beproizdor, Sveikoi Tome. That means the Gemara is mentioning now that the Mishnah. Mishnah says that if we find dam in the proizdor, and there's two ways how the dam can come, it can come through from the cheder, and the klal is like this. Dam that came from the cheder is dam tome, and she's an isha nido. But if the dam was coming from the aliyah, the dam is toher. Proizdor, we have a sofek. When it's nimtza beproizdor, is it coming from the Aliyah and Mele she would be Tahir, or is it coming from the Cheder she would be Tameh? And that what the Mishnah says, Sveikri Tameh lefi shechezkosoi min hamokar. Now, the Ikar Adin, that dam, only if it comes from the Cheder, it's Tameh. V'ilu, when it comes down from the Aliyah, it's Tahir. Taisus in the Rush say that Be'etzim it's the same type of dam. We have Arba Maris Domim Tmeim, and we're talking about the Zelbe Marit Dam, Minacheder Minaliyah. Just as Xeras Akosov, that only if the dam is coming from the Cheder, it's Dam Tome. But the same Marit Dam, if it comes from Naliyah, it would be Toir. That's Shitas HaTesis. Why Taka Dam Shabo Minaliyah is Toir? So Tesis brings here that the two Pirushim. Two ways to explain why Dafka Dam Shabo Minacheder Tome. Number one, Tesis says, from the word Mekoir Domeho. Mekoir Domeho is Minacheder. So the Torah, when the Torah says that Rasami Mekoir Domeho, that means Dam that she saw from the Mokar is Minacheder. Dam Minhalio is not called Mekoir Domeho. And therefore it comes out that that is not Metames Haisha. Number two, Tesis says, the Mokar, what Chazal knew, that only Minacheder, the dam is tome not from the Aliyah, since it says in the Torah, Domeho, Loshen Rabim. Domeho, Loshen Rabim, it's mashma, that b'mokam shemotsui, ribui domim. There, if she sees dam that is yoytze, from a place that you have ribui domim, then the isha is a isha nido. And therefore, that's what Chazal would pshit lehu, that dam habomin achedol tome, b'dam habomin aliyah toir. And the nido in our sugi is, when it's found in the proizdor, and you don't know if it's coming from a cheder min aliyah, here we have the din of the Mishnah has kosi min amokar. Now, the Mishnah itself says, Ninsa beproizdor tome, and we'll soon see that the Miroim, the big machlikas here, tumas vadai, tumas sofek, but the nidan is, where is it coming from? Min a cheder, and memelitz tome, or it's coming from the aliyah, shall be tar. Now, the Gemara lekamon, Davon Zayin, we have a famous memra of Shmuel, Omal Shmuel. Ein ho isho tmeo ad shetargish. Shenemar bibsoro ad shetargish bibsoro. We know, in order that the isha should be the isha nida, or zova, she has to have a feeling, be it siyas adam. It's not enough that the dam is zav min ho isha, that doesn't make her into a nida yet. Only betziruf hargosho ad shetargish. Shenemar bibsoro ad shetargish bibsoro. The Neidah Yehuda Madura Kama Siminun Hei brings that the Pleiskim have a big machlekes, what type of Hargosha are we talking about? Shita Sashev Yankev, that the Hargosha means Psichas Piyamokar. When the Isha is Margish, Psichas Piyamokar, that's the Hargosha of Shmuel, and then she's Tomeh. Neidah Yehuda himself says, no, you don't need Psichas Piyamokar, it's enough that the Isha feels a Zivas Dover Lach in her goof. That is already called Hargosha, even if she doesn't feel the Psichas Piyamok. Neidav Yudah brings a Meir Dikaraya from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Nimtzo Beproizdor Tome. We have a suffix. If the dam is coming from the Cheder, or the dam is coming from the Aliyah, and that it says, we're Cheskosei Min Hamokah. Neidav Yudah says, L'cher Mimon of Shach. What's the case here? What did she feel? If she felt Argosha's Psichas Piyamokar, she should be Tome Vadai, because it's Minamokar. And if she didn't feel, so even if it comes from the Mokar, and you say Roiv Domim Bo Minamokar, she wouldn't be Tome. Gemara says that the Mishnah is talking about a Tome de Raiso. L'choyer a Tome de Raiso only with Argosha. So Manavshach, we have a Achro through the Argosha to be Machria. It's from the Cheder Min Aliyah. So Mikan, the Neidah Yehuda is Mechiach, he brings a proof that we see that it's enough. Loilom, she felt Zivas Davolach. She doesn't know if it's from the Mokar, from the Cheder, or Min Aliyah. So Meila, Miskayim Potiras Al Gosha, just you have to know if the goof of the Uvdo is, did the dam come from the Cheder or Min Aliyah? And that's the Neidah of the Gemara. Chassam Sefer here in the Sugyo says, he's doich of the Raya. According to the crazy Shitas HaRambam, Shita Sarambam, Stam Dam Baba Al Gosha, if she was boidek, motzo dam, the Rambam says, harizu bechezkas bo behargosho. She's tmei ovadai. So the crazy is mevadai, the divrei Rambam, or Peter Sugi, come on, that it says that when she's boidek herself, Shitako was margish. She doesn't feel that she was margish because of the tchikas oed. So therefore, she didn't feel that kiras adam. But we have here dam befoneinu shezav min oisho v'stam domim bomin al gosho. And klape the shayla, why didn't she feel? We have an answer. Why didn't she feel? Tchikas oed she didn't feel, but al kolponim taka there was be'emes al gosho. Any dam we can be toile. So Mela also here in the Mishnah, the Nedivida says that if it's after Meiraglaim, or after Tashmish, or Bdiko, so Mela, it's talking about a case that Tako, she lemaise field, but she didn't feel she was feeling. You can be, so we have Dam Befanein, if it's Bomin Achedel, so we play Le Bar Gosho. So Mela comes out, she's Tome. Even though Befoyal, she can't know exactly where it comes from, but if it's talking about after Meiraglaim, or after Bdiko, or Tashmish, there's all we find in that we say that if the dam is Lefoneinu Stam Domin Bovin Al Gosho, Memele it's Tumas Vadai. That's what the Chassam Sefer is Miyash. We find another two we find him to explain. Klapi the Shail of the Nid of Yehuda, what's with the Hargoshi here? The Meroy Mesode, the Netziv, says that you need Hargosho, but the Hargosho can be or Psichas Piyamokar or Psichas Aliyah. You need argosho that something was niftach here. Also, psicha, or psichas piyamoka, or psichas aliyah. And she can't be machriya from what is the argosho, which psicha. So may listen, sky argosho, even if you don't hold of zivas double lach, but it's enough argosho of psichas piyamoka, or psichas aliyah. And that was the Gemara saying here. The question is where it came from. But al koponim, we don't have achro through the argosho, because the argosho was miskayim bepsichos, or Piyamokar or Psichas Aliyah. They're both called Argosh. The fourth Mahalach we find in the Marcheshes, Chilek Aleph, Simen Lamed Vov. The Marcheshes says that all our Sugyo is taka talking about that the Isha wasn't Margish. But Lemaisa we can be Metamin Isha Royo with two Ifanim. One Ifan is an Isha that saw Dam, Zivas Dam, Migufo, Baal Gosho. There she's Tmeya Tumas Nido, to Mashivo, and she's Tevel after Yemashvi. But we have another halacha. According to Manda Omar, Mekor Mekoyme Tome, that means that the dam that is coming out of the Isha, it's Avatumo. So it's Metame the Isha, not only Midin Royo, it's Metame the Isha Midin Maso. Since the Isha is Noisis, the dam which is Avatumo, the dam that was coming out of her mocker, the cheftz of the dam atzmoi is avatumo, and the isha is noise, this dam, so she's tmeya tumas erev, midin maso, shel dam atome. So the Marcheshes says that Asuk is talking about not isha roya, that it's talking about without hargosho, but we're metame the isha here, that if the dam is coming from the cheder, so memele the dam is avatumo, the isha is noise, is a dam hatome, so she's nit matuma serev. She's chayv al bias migdosh. The sorifim al vesetruma. But if the dam is coming from the aliyah, so it's not dam tome. That's the malach of the Marchesh. So the whole sugi is not talking about isho nido le bailu le gabi toyas nido, le gabi isho tmeo, she nit me is tuma serev. The continuation will bring that there's a mocker from the Marcheshes from the Emshech HaSugi. Now, the Ikar HaSugi, we find that there's four Shittas Amiroim in the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Nimtza Beproizdor Sveiko Itome Lefi Shechezkosi Min Amok. According to Rabbi Bar Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchok Breder of Yudo, so Nimtza Min Halul VeLefnim Tmeyo misofek. That means min halul v'lefnim, which is closer to the cheder, is tumas sofek. Nimtzo min halul v'lachutz tohoiro. So that's a shito hamakelis. Next shito is shitas Rav Huna. Shitas Rav Huna, nimtzo min halul v'lefnim tmeyo vadai, uve nimtzo min halul v'lachutz tmeyo sofek. Shitas Abaye. Abaye says two lishnas. Abaye says in the first lishna that if we go according to the choshes, that means that if we're choshesh of other cases of shochaso, that means that she bows down and the dam can come from the cheder all to the front of the ishom in alul v'lachutz, if we're choshesh for that, that means that even if the dam b'derech klal, the derech hiluchoy, the malach of the dam, usually comes from the aliyah, and it comes down from the lul towards the outside of the woman. And if we're choshesh, that min alul v'lachutz she's still tome, we have a chshash that she's tome, because we're choshesh, shema shochaso, ubo min acheder, we're choshesh that she bound down, and memela the dam came all the way from the cheder till alul v'lachutz. So that Abaye says, if that's the case, we can be choshesh also for nizdakra. That means that if she leaned backwards, even if the dam would come, min haliyah can come back towards the cheder, and a mulul v'lefnim, you can't be machriya that it's vadei tome, because shemash nizdakro. So Abaye says that if as linon bosal chashosho, so it should be only to masofek ben min alul v'lechutz, ben min alul v'lefnim. Now Tosis says that ikedas Abaye is kalishna basra, like we'll soon see. What Abaye says chashinon, azlinon b'sofe, im chayshinon mimon hashoch, is only a pirchan Rav Huna, but that's not das Abaye. The Ritva says, no, there's two lishnas in Abaye, and there's one mahalach in lishna kamada Abaye. We have to be moisif that according to this lishna of Abaye comes out, that Abaye is holding here, that always the dam, that in imtzo, even min alul v'lefnim, is only to masof. So Tosfos asks on Daf Yud Ches, Limotzin Yadenu Ragleinu, the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph says, Nimtzal Shaloi, Nimtzal Shalo, Chayeves Kolm. That after Tashmish, if the Isha was Boidek, she found blood through the B'tidika, so she's Tomei Tomei Svaylai, Chayeves Kolm. The Chayor, according to Abaye, it always would be only a Chshash Tumei Misafek. So Tosfos Mahalich that the whole even that Abaye is talking about here, it's talking about in our sugya. Tais learns it through all the Amiroim in our sugya that there's a difference when it's found, if it's found in the Gaga Proizdor or Bekarka Proizdor. If the blood is found, Bekarka Proizdor, Lekuli Alma, we say Cheskosim in a book. Even that Abaye says that as Lina Batsach Shosha should be Tuma Sofek, Abaye is talking about the Begaga Proizdor. There we should say, we're choishesh, shalei derech hiluchoy of nizdakrit, should be choishesh le-sofek. But if it's nimtzo, bekarka aproizdor, and that's the derech hiluchoy, the normal way the blood comes out, so there l'kol yalma nimtzo bekarka aproizdor vaday tumas vaday, and that's the ifen of the mission daf yudal. We'll see that in the continuation of Yizashem. Now, Abaye in the Lishna Basha says that according to the tzad, that would go through the regular chazok or the mahalich of the dam, the way it's regularly coming out, so memele comes out, the nimtzo min alul v'lefnim, so the isha is vadei tmeya, then we say vadei dam bo min acheda, nimtzo min alul v'lachutz tohoira. Now we'll explain the shita samirayim here. According to shita srami bar Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchak Breder of Yuda, that same in alul v'lefnim tmeya misofik. L'chayra chazanish, chazam sofer both ask, why taka is she only tmeya misofik? L'chayra we have a klal, aslino bosarov, kolotir kulo. We have roiv domim boim min acheder. So why is the tum is only tmeya misofik? In alul v'lefnim, the regular mahalach of the dam should be l'chayra roiv domim. Gemara in Bavasa brings roiv a koroiv even if you have a mile of koroiv legabe aliyah al kolpoim roiv is machria. So why that is the tum only misof? The Chazanish says according to Tosfos, and our sugya Tosfos says that it's talking about that the dam was nimtzo begaga proizdor. Now for the dam to be in the roof of the proizdor is only if it comes the case would be, or through shochaso, if she bends down, or leans backwards. So if it's in the karka, in the gaga proizdor, it has to be a mishunadik away how it got there. Therefore, the Chazon Ish says it's megareh and the koyach haroiv. Koyach haroiv is riv domim, haboy min amokor, is when it's going kederech hilucho. That would be in the case, nimtzo bekalka proizdor. Then it would be, we would have that chroda roiv. But once it's nimtzo begaga proizdor, so mineu bey, the way it got to the roof is only through mahalich meshune or through shochaso. Or Nizdakra, it's Megare and the Koyach HaRoiv, and therefore this Roiv doesn't have a Koyach to be Machriya, Keneged the Chazoka, even though Ruba Chazoka Ruba Odif, but here it's a Roiv Gerua. Memela have Ishokul, therefore it's a Sofik. That's what the Chazon Ish explains in Shita Somi Bal Shmuel. Chassam Sefer has a different answer. Chassam Sefer is Miyased like this. Roiv and Chazoka Azlin Bosa Ruba. That's only when there's one mute. But here we have two mutim. Against the rov. And in the case that there are two miutim, we don't have the din achro al pi arov keneged achazok. What's the two miutim? Some sefer says like this. The first miut domim min aliyah. Even though you have rov domim min acheder, but you have miut min aliyah, that's one miut. The second miut b'lei hargosho. You have a rov that's stam domim shaboim min acheder boim b'hargosho. But you have a mute, shalei baragosha. And if the dam was coming from the cheder without agosha, he's not tome. So, lemaisa, we have two miutim to be metayer, this woman here. Number one, maybe the dam bechal wasn't min acheder, it came from the aliyah. Base, even if it comes min aliyah, min acheder, but it was that agosha. When we have two miutim, we're not machri according to the roiv neged the chazoka. Have a shokul. That's Tumas Sofek. That's Pshat in Shitas Romi Bal Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Avyuda Tmeyom in Sofek. Shitas Rav Huna holds Nimtzo min halul v'lefnim Tmeyo vaday uve Nimtzo min halul v'lachutz Tmeyo misofek. So Abai yest mimon of shoch. Im min halul v'lachutz niden kesofek, even though mistomo it's coming from the Alio kederech hiluchoi. Why taker is only a sofik? Because we're choishesh. Why are we metame bechlal? It's derech hilucha shibitar, it's min aliyah. Because we're choishesh shema shochaso. V'hadom bo min acheder. We're choishesh, she was bowing down. And memela, the dam was coming from the cheder until the lul v'lochutz. If that's the case, Abai says, also min alul v'lefnim, we should also be choishesh. Maybe she went down backwards, Nizdakro, and the dam was coming from the aliyah, and it came backwards. So, Memela, why do you say, Minalul v'lefnim z'vaday tome, because it's coming min acheder? We should be, if you're choishesh, two different cases, even shaloi kedarkoi, so why is she tome vaday, even Minalul v'lefnim nachshu yishem nizdakro? That's Abai's Shailan Rav Huna Mimonosh. And Abai's Kasha, we find two mahalchim to explain Rav Huna's Shita. The Ritva in our Sugya says that it's more shchiach to be choishesh, to shochaso, mashon nizdakro. The gufa, the uvda is that a woman can more bow down than she can go backwards. And therefore the chshash of Yosef shchiach is more the shochaso, therefore we're choishesh. That the dam is coming from the cheder alidei shchia, which is more shchiach than his dakr. The crazy and placey in Simis Amar Gimel has a different mahalach. Pshat in Rav Huna, in Shitas Rav Huna. He says, according to the Sugin Baba Basra, the Gemara Baba Basra brings down in the Nidon of Roiv Ekoroiv, Holchem Achar Aroiv. That's the memory there of the Gemara, and the Gemara brings our Mishnah. Roiv Ekoroiv, Holchem Achar Aroiv. We have Roiv Domi Min Acheder. The Gemara there is talking about a Glarufa, a few cases. But one of the cases the Gemara brings down as a Rayo, Roiv Ekoroiv, Holchem Achar HaRoiv, is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about that the dam was Nimtzo V'Proizor. We have two ways to explain where the blood came from, or Min Acheder or Min Aliyo. And we say since Roiv HaDomim Boi Min Acheder, even though the Aliyo is Koroiv, Roiv Ekoroiv, Holchem Achar HaRoiv. Now, Tesis there in Baba Basra, as a Yichocha from the Sugya, that when we say Karoiv, it's not only that, but even Bepoyal, it's Karoiv more to someplace. There's something that's called Kurve de Muchach. Kurve de Muchach means that besides that it's Befoyal more Karoiv, it's also Muchach, and it's Mistaber, according to the Inyan, that it's coming from the place that is more Karoiv. That's called Kurve de Muchach. So Tesis brings a raya that the Gemara Bava Basra holds that Roiv Korov, Holchem Achar Roiv, is even Keneged Kurve de Muchach. The crazy says that Rav Huna, on this Prat is Choylik. Rav Huna holds like this, that Roiv Korov, you go after the Roiv only Keneged Korov, that Befoyel, it's more Korov to the other place. But if you have Kurve de Muchach, we don't go according to the Roiv. So Memele, the Pshat is like this, the crazy says. Rav Huna holds that Nimtzo min halu v'lifnim, tome bevadai. Why? Roiv v'korov, olchem acha haroiv. Even though the Aliyah is more korov, but we go after the roiv. Just he holds like this, when it's min halu v'lachutz, so min halu v'lachutz, there the korov is not only korov befoyal, it's also kurva de muchach. Why? Since the whole oifen we're saying that the dam, min aluv alechutz, is coming, min aluv alechutz, only if we apply another case, that shochaso, how did it get there from the cheder, to go out of the isha, before coming to the luv alechutz. Al korchach ur choyshesh, sheshochaso. But mitzad the kurva itself, kurva the muchach, it's min aliyah. In order to come from the cheder, you need davka shchiyo. But if it comes from the Aliyah, that's the regular Mahalach of the Dam. So that's called Korev de Muchach. That it's Mistoma coming from the Aliyah. And there, Keneged Korev de Muchach, according to Rav Huna, it's a Sofek. Therefore, Min Halul V'Lachutz, it's only a Sofek. But Min Halul V'Lifnim, since in order for it to come from the Aliyah, we have to say, Alidation is Dakro. So it comes out that there already is not a Korev de Muchach in this case. So when we have the shaila is the dam in aluv lefnim, did it come from the cheder midin roiv, or did it come from the aliyah mitzad korov befoyal? But we don't have kurva de muchach. Adarabo, in order for it to come from the aliyah, you have to have a matzav of nizdakro. So here we hold that roiv korov holchem achar roiv. That's the malach of the crazy v'shitas Rav Huna. Abayi that asks mimonav shoch, he holds. Like the Sugin Bava Basra, that even Kurva de Muchach, Holchem Achar Roiv, therefore the Abaye asked on Rav Huna. But Rav Huna himself is Mechalik between Kurva de Muchach and not. Now the Gemara brings down Tony Rav Chiya, Dama Nimtza Beprizur Chayovim Olav Bias Migdosh, Vesolfim Olav Esatrumo. So the Neidi Biyude asks, why is Rav Chiya Mamed the Chiddish of Dama Nimtza Beprizur Chayovim Bias Migdosh, Vesolfim Olav Esatrumo? L'chayra, we're talking, the whole Meseches Nida is talking about Isser Nida L'baylo, B'ikr. That is Noyi B'chol Mokim B'chol Zman. Why are we talking about Tumas Migdosh, Sovnu L'zatumo? L'chayra, the Chiddush should be that she's Vada Yitmeo, Me'lechayev is Kolben L'gabi Yisuri B'yo. The Achroinim say that there's a special Chiddush L'gabi Yisreifas Kodshim, but Eino Chanami Yisoy L'chiddush is the Tumas Vada. We mentioned before that Shitas HaMalcheshes in the Sugya, that it's talking about in our Sugya without any Hargosha. Because if there would be Hargosha, she would know if the Dam would be coming from the Cheder or Min Aliyah. The Neidi B'Yudah, he asked the Shaila, he learned out from our Sugya that Zivas Dovar Loch is enough for to be Mekayim Ad Shetalgish VeBesora. But according to the Shitas Shev Yankiv, you need Hargosha Davko VePsichas Piyamokar. So the Marchesh says, Al Koch, we're talking about in our Sugya there was no Hargosha involved. Mikol Mokum the Isha is Nitma Midin Mikor Mekoyme Tome. That means that the Dam that came from the Cheder is Avatumo, and it's Metame the Isha Bimaso, and she's Nitma is Tumaserev. So Zil Yishmak, according to the Marchesh, that Reb Chiya says, Dam Hanimtzo Bepoiz Dol Chayom Lo Vias Migdosh, Song of Zatumo. Need to be the yes, why don't we talk about Nidala Bailo? According to Marcheshes, it's Nifla Moed. Because we're not talking about Isha L'Bailo, because there was no Hargosha here at all. And the whole sugya is talking about that the dam, we have to know where it's from in order to be metame, the isha, not midin isha royo, midin mekor mekoy mitome, that makes the dam into avatumo, memela the isha is nitmes, midin maso al tumas adam. That's applying, that's an afkamino, gabi bias migdo shesof and all of us atum. Now, the Gemara says, according to Rav Ketina Omar, En chayov malbias mikdosh ven sof elov ezatum. So there's a very famous kashi of Teisves. Teisves says, En sof elov ezatum, but Teisves, teime, kevan davi sofik tumah v'shus harabim tohoir v'adai, v'shus hayochid tome v'adai v'sof. Since we're talking about sofik tumah v'shus hayochid, we have a halacha that is learned out from Saito, that sofik tumah v'shus hayochid aso akosuv sofik v'adai. So, Memele, even if inside the gufa with the uvdo, it only be a matzav shel sofik, bo min acheder or bo min aliyo. But since it's a sofik tumah v'shus hayochid, it should be Memele din vaday, mitzad aso akosuv sofik vaday. That's the klal, the Mishnah and Tyrus. Any sofik tumah, aso akosuv sofik vaday. So, Taisa says, v'yeshloi malak de pirashti le'il, de misoito li alfinon tumah da asya alideri as gufa. Tesis is miyased, what Tesis was bringing in the beginning of the Meseches, that sofek re'io, we don't say sofek tumah v'shus hayochid. Tesis there is talking about the first daf in Nida. There we don't hold of sofek tumah v'shus hayochid. The Gemara says, as machlik is b'sham v'shilu, we have to know if the dam was yoitzim me'is le'is, till what were choshesh, hamid al chazoko. Tesis brings that there, we don't say Sofik Tumah V'shus Hayochid. Why? The whole mocker of Sofik Tumah V'shus Hayochid has to be Dumila Soito. Soito is talking about Sofik Maga. Masha'in Ken, Sofik Re'io, Sofik Tumah Shel Re'io, is not Dumila Soito. And therefore, when the Shaila is, if the Isha is an Isha Royo or not, it's not Dumila Soito, so it's totally in the cloud. We'll call it Terekulo. Sofik Tumah, Sofik Deraisa L'chumro. You have Achras Aroiv, Achras Shel Chazoko. But I'll call upon him, it's not shaykh to the parish of Sofik Tumah V'shus Hayochid. That's Tesis' answer here. Yishuv Yankiv, in the end of Yeredeya, asks, we said before that every Dama Yitzim the Isha, we have two, we find him to be Metame the Isha. He can be Metame the Isha Mitzad Isha Royo, that means Nido, Isha Shezav Bipsoa, with Aragosho. And she's nit matuma shivas yomim. She's tovel after shiva. That dak is called tumas royo. Rio. Isha royo is metame. But we have another reason to be metame the isha. Even if she wouldn't be tumas nido, like we said before, but even that there wouldn't be any hargosho, mikol mokoim, that the dam that is yoitzim in a cheder, the dam itself is ava tumo be'etzem, tzadechevtza the dam. And the isha is noise. This dam, Sumela, it's metame the isha b'maso, she should be tome to maserev. So the Shis Yankiv asks, L'choiro, the whole sort of taste is l'gabe tumas royo. Tumas re'io is not the same type as tumas maga. That we don't learn out from Soito. Tumas maga sheret, sofik tzvardeya, oboil benido, that's tumas maga, then we say sofik tume, which is a yochid, kevadai. Vashenkin tumas royo. But here, Shus Yankin has a time, even if we hold Legabe Din Royo, it wouldn't be Sofek Re'io Kevadai. It's not Dumil Soito, but you still have a reason to be Metame the Isha, Mitzad Sofek, Shema, Noso Dam Tome. You have a Shaila on this Dam, is a Dam Tome, Min HaCheder or Min HaAliyah, it's Dam Tome. Now she's Noise this Dam, Mele, it's a Sofek Maga, Sofek Mago Mazo. Sofek Mago Mazo should be like a Sofek Tumah V'shus Hayochid. Shus Yankiv wants to say a big chiddush that Einochenami legabi tumas erev she's tomi vaday, and also he is talking about the tuma hamesuyemes lenido b'tor isha royo legabi shiva yomim. It's a big chiddush. To be mechazik the shaila more is minevei according to the Marcheshes in our sugyo that the whole sugyo is talking about tumas mas of the dam tome, because we're talking about anyway bli hargosho. So lichor, it's not tumas royo, it's tumas maso hadam atome. So that should be dumya l'dam ni l'sofik tumah v'shus hayochid. But Lemaisa the Aruch Laner in Ars Sugya looks the way he learned in Tosfos, and he's machriach mineu bey from the Hemshech of Tosfos here, that what Tosfos says that Tumas Re'io Le'alfin and Misoito, Tosfos doesn't mean the special new chalois tum of Tumas Royo is different than Tumas Maga. We have a special parsha of Tumas Royo, which is Nido. Zov, Zova is called Tumas Royo. That's one parsha of Tumo. And that has a different parsha of Tumas Maga. That's not the pshat in Tesis. Tesis means that in a technical way, any dam that is Yitz al Yedei Re'iyo is not ready Dumi L'Soito. Not only in the oifen of the special Tumas Nido and Zova, which is Tumas Shivo through Hargosha. So the Aruch Laner says that even Legavi the din of Mekor Mekoy Meitome, which be'etzem is a Tumas Maso HaDam HaTome, that's also Bechlal, what Tosis means, Dam HaBoal Yidei Re'iyo. You have a Sofik, an Atzmui Shel Dam. You have a Sofik if it's the Sheretz or Tzvadeh, and that's Dumi L'Soito. But if the Sofik is Noilad Mikvach Sofik Re'iyo, Sofik Zivo, where it came from, that's Bechal Sofik Re'iyo, which is not Dumi L'Soito. And therefore, even Le'inyin, the nidin of Sofik Maso Shel Dam HaTome, that's Bechal the Chilik of Tosfos, the Le'alfin and Misoito, therefore, in Sofim, Esat Rumo, and it's only Tumas Sofik.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.